Does that make you second time?
For whom?
The man mentioned that he's experienced mentioning sex. The man mentioned.
Yeah.
The gentleman mentioned about his experience that we talk about it very freely here.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you go out into work, I think Dan has had this experience too. You know, you want to share it. You want to tell them, I learned this most wonderful thing, and you start to tell it, and, you know, they turn you off, you know, completely.
Okay, this is my note. She's interpreting for me. There are a lot of questions here I wanted to make, and I just scratched a few words. She's interpreting for me. There are a lot of questions here I wanted to make, and I just scratched a few words. But this, the gentleman talked about mentioning penis to his two-year-old, you know, this two-year-old child telling him this, you know, terrible term, and it's shocking people. This we're most aware of ourselves. We've experienced this. It's with, and to answer another question, have we done anything in our neighborhood? Nothing on my own. And we were invited locally, not our school, but another private school within two blocks of the house. And it was with great reluctance that we accepted the assignment. I find, too, that, in other words, you can't talk about it. Anybody who hasn't been into this affair, I would highly suggest, you know, be quiet and be on your own way and take care of your own family, because it won't sell. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at our Puritanism. I'm amazed at my own ignorance of my own human sexuality. And I find that there's a lot of other people the same way. I really appreciate your picking up this idea of affection, because it's been something that I haven't learned. You know, I've just sensed it myself, and I've done what I can, but you've reaffirmed it, so you've helped me in this area. I would highly recommend, not to talk it. And I have the same problem at work. If I mention gently, you know, ever not even in terms like this, just talking about it, boy, they turn you off. So I just smarten up and just be quiet and let me go and do what I have to do. And then, two, cautioning the children is a very good point. If you do educate them, to realize that there's going to be other children who aren't going to have the same attitude, and I point out to my children, it's because I love you that you have this information, and it will be too bad if the others haven't been loved as much as you have. So a point for our side. And the thought about does this sex information and sex knowledge proportion to the number of children you have? I would say yes in the past, but we have rhythm going now for 2 years. And if people say, well, how can you stand here and talk about rhythm working with 11 children? But all I can say is that the baby is 2 years old. And I'm not talking about calendar rhythm at all. And this is how we got in this. This whole project was finally, you know, we discovered, well, what about television? And what could we do? And we explored all the areas of pill and condoms and the whole thing intellectually. And honestly, today, if they were to come out, if Rome were to come out and say to us, you know, go ahead, follow your conscience, I wouldn't change a bit. And I really would stick with temperature rhythm, sympathetic rhythm. It's a whole area of subject. It's fascinating to learn about, and a real challenge to develop love between husband and wife. Proper words, pretty much everyone at the summaries were excellent. What's this? Okay. Well,
that was about spending private time with the children, and I think that we have very definitely tried this. In fact, last year, each Friday night, Dan would take one of the children camping by himself. And to understand the situation, you know, you would think you were going to start, well, he'd come home from work and they were going to have dinner and then he's going to get right off. And some nights it was like about 10 o'clock when he started from Drexel Hill to come over here to the Wharton Track to spend the night. But as he said, you set up the tent in the dark, but it's the morning time when you wake up and you're there with the child alone. And we also, I had mentioned to Sister earlier that the respect for privacy for each child. There comes a time when they do want their privacy, whether it's a physical privacy or just a personal privacy. And in our own life, too, I can remember very much begging the question and saying, well, I'm a mother 24 hours a day. You can't expect me, you know, to just shoo the children off. And I had the type of husband that said, I want some time with you alone.
Wow.
I need to talk things over. And... And so, you know, many times, like, we approach other couples who say that, well, you know, our children were so young, we always kept the door open, and yet we do have an open door policy, and come to our bathroom, you know, at Grand Central Station. But when we respect the privacy of the children, say from about 9 years old on, I think they see a sense that mother and daddy need private time together, just to talk, just to be together. Many times when I'm talking to one, I'll say, excuse me, Mary and I are having a private talk. Can this wait? And they understand that they, when it's their time with mother to have this private talk, they do respect it in the others. And we do try very much to give individual time to them.